Shalom, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks God for another day to experience His goodness and His grace and to fellowship with Him. My prayer is that everything is going well with you, my brothers and sisters, even as you wake up this day. And may it be a fine morning to each and every one of you. Amen. Now, let us continue on harmonizing the four grounds and the stature of a perfect man. Yesterday, we have seen how the seed faith fell into the four grounds and what would happen to the seed in each of the ground. We also have seen that seed that fell on the wayside could not sprout because then and there, when it was just sown on that ground, being still a seed, fowls devoured it. Amen. But seed that fell on the stony ground could possibly reach to sprout and bear virtue in them. They could still reach to the point where they start to anchor with God, to devote their lives to God, the point when they start to be devoted to the gospel they've heard. But when the sun of trials come, they will wither away. Amen. And they maybe are within our fellowship in months or even years, but when the heat of trials comes in their lives, they will wander away and they will become lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Amen. These people are the ones that the Bible said ever learning but never ever come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. They will reach to the stature of virtue, but they will not reach to the level of the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And now add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26 to 27, Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking of for judgment and fair indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Amen. Now, Paul was citing here that there are believers who received the knowledge of the truth, but then forsook the assembly, drew back from the truth, and despised the word that they've heard, and went into a willful sin. Amen. Now, who are these believers? Who are these believers? John was very sure that we who are born of God can no longer commit willful sin. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, whoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Amen. John was so sure of it. Brothers and sisters, those who are born of God do not commit sin, willful sin. Amen. Because, according to him, because the seed of God remaineth. The seed of God remaineth in him. The word of God abideth in him. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? We still have our shortcomings, yes, each one of us. We still have our weaknesses, yes, which we still could commit mistakes and undesired sin, like what John said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. First John chapter 1 verse 8 to 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, 1 John chapter 2 verse 1, my little children, I write these things unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. Yes, we can still commit sin, but the undesired ones, not the willful sin committed after having the knowledge of the truth. For John said, those who are born of God cannot sin, because that seed of God remaineth, abideth in him. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But who are these people who happen to reach at the stature of knowledge, but soon will draw back? Who are these people? Amen. Do you follow me, brothers and sisters? Amen. Brothers and sisters, the seed that fell on the thorny grounds could reach to the level of virtue. Remember once again that thorns will spring up a little later. Of course, when the farmer sow the seed on the ground, there was no sign of thorns yet. Thorns will just spring up later. So the seed could still sprout and manifest virtue. Amen. In the ground, which is a thorny ground. This is like Lucifer. Don't you know that Lucifer started a right with God? He started his ministry with God with his beauty. I mean, spiritual beauty, of course. The Bible said, thou wast perfect in the day thou wert created. Thou wast perfect in the day thou wert created until iniquity was found in thee. So, in here we can say that Lucifer started a right ministry with God, but at later part of it was there was an iniquity found in him. Amen. The same is true with Prophet Balaam. He started a right with God in his ministry as a prophet. Only in later part the thorns, which was the love of the things of the world, choked him up. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Judas Iscariot too. When Jesus Christ started to call him, he started his ministry right. Amen. Only at the near end of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was there a visible thorn that sprung in the life of Judas Iscariot, which was the love for money, the love for the things of the world, which choked him up, leading him to exchange his master for pieces of silver. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, Lucifer and men of God that I cited to you are example of those hearts who are likened unto thorny grounds. God foreknew them even before the foundation of the world. God had seen their hearts, their spirits before the foundation of the world, and God has never ever chosen them. Amen. God did not predestinate them, but they were men of knowledge. Amen. They were men of wisdom. They reached to a certain point in their life of faith where they received the knowledge of the truth. Amen. They have been in the congregation of the Assembly of God for many years. 3.5 years, 5 years maybe, 10 years, or even 20 years in the fellowship. They worship God. They serve God during that period of time as fine and as genuine Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. They are into the ministry of God, and yes, receiving even spiritual gifts. Yes, for the Bible said, gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen. They have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen. They were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. And they have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Amen. The Bible said so. Amen. But when thorns sprung up and choked them, in their lives, suddenly, they will turn to be lovers of the things of the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life shall choke their eagerness on the truth they've heard. Amen. And the Bible said they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Now, if you have followed me, brothers and sisters, I am quoting scriptures in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And in verse 8 of that chapter, it will tell us clearly. Verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 8. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Amen. That which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, according to Apostle Paul. Now, brothers and sisters, that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected. But they were not only rejected within the course of time, they were already rejected back then in the infinite mind of God, in His foreknowledge. Amen. As I have said, God only predestinated those of good grounds. Those with thorny grounds, He rejected them. Amen. Can you see that? They are this that the Lord said, if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Amen. The scripture is saying plain, brothers and sisters. Now, one of the arguments of those who do not believe in eternal security, as I have said, is the scripture which said, let them be blotted out from the book of the living or from the book of life. Now, let us read in Psalms 69, Psalm 69, verse 28. Psalm 69, verse 28. Let them be blotted out from the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now, who are these people? Who are these believers that were as if written but were blotted out? Now, brothers and sisters, that is why I always told our brothers here in our fellowship that the Bible should not be taken as a law book where debate sprung up from. Amen. Why? Because the Bible has terminologies that God had a different meaning for saying it, not as what man meant for it. Terminology like, for example, God repented. God repented. Does God repent like the repentance that men are thinking? No. If God would repent as what we think repentance is all about, then He is not God. God is an infinite being. He knows the end from the beginning. Amen. When the Bible said in Genesis 6, chapter 6, verse 6, and it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. Now, it does mean that really the Lord repented. It does not mean, praise the Lord, it does not mean that really the Lord repented as what we mean for the word repent. It just mean that God was upset with the man he made. Amen. And when the Bible said in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10, Jonah chapter 3 verse 10, and God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now, it does not mean that really God repented of what he planned to do. Living in Nineveh at that time was the Gentile people. Now, how could God be interested in them? The story of Jonah was all about him, whether he will follow after God or not. It was Jonah's trial. It was not about Nineveh. If you read the whole story, you will see it. It was not about Nineveh, it was about Jonah. And so when the Bible said that God repented of the evil that he said he would do to Nineveh, it only means that he did not pursue, he did not pursue it. But repenting or regret cannot happen in God's economy. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? There are terminologies in the Bible that God just let the writer use them to reach out our level of understanding. You know, God, He is an infinite God. He has an infinite level of understanding. But we, a man, are finite being. There is only a level of understanding we can reach to our mind, and usually earthly things, carnal things. Amen. And so for God to reach out our level of understanding, God used languages in which our human mind could understand. Amen. The same is true with the expression, let them be blotted out from the book of the living, or let them be blotted out from the book of life. Surely, you will agree with me, brothers and sisters, that there is no literal book of life where the names of the redeemed are written in heaven. There is no literal book of life in heaven. If there is, how big would that be? How big would that book be? How thick would that book be? The book of life for me is the word of God in the mind of God, which you and me were part of. In the infinite mind of God, we're the elected ones, we're the chosen ones, we're the word of God before the foundation of the world, and that was the book of life. And so, what does the expression blot them out from the book of life means? Now, brothers and sisters, believers who are with thorny hearts, thorny grounds, they have been in fellowship for many years. They have been in the congregation of saints for many years. As I have said, maybe 3.5 years, for example, like Judas Iscariot, and some maybe 5 years, some 10, or maybe 20 years even. And they were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. And they have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. And so, brothers and sisters, in the brothers and sisters in the congregation thought that they were really one with the saints. The brothers and sisters in the church thought that they are really are among the congregation of the saints. The brothers and sisters in the church thought that their names were really listed in heaven before the foundation of the world. And so God used an expression for the congregation to understand that these men, these people, should be blotted out. Amen. So the term blot them out from the book of living is there. Amen. But originally, in the mind of God, John said, let us read 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, and we could concretely understand this verse in the Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Amen. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Meaning, they were not originally one of us. Let us continue. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Amen. They went out, brothers and sisters, they went out to manifest that they were not all originally with us in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Do you understand that? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, after all, brothers and sisters, in this race that we are threading into, only the genuinely elected ones remain in the truth. Only those of with good grounds will remain in the truth. Amen. Amen. Now, let us continue this tomorrow, and let us make a finale of this series, a conclusion or somewhat a polishing of the whole thing tomorrow. And God bless you more is my prayer. Be blessed and stay blessed the whole day. Amen. Amen.